Okay, hello, this is Zach Roberts. I am doing a solo pod, very short podcast. That's at least my goal. Not one of those, you know, hour and 35 minute long podcasts that Russ Burlingame and I do. I just recalled the film Obvious Child. And immediately when I said, I need to turn that on because it's on Amazon Prime right now, which means if you have Amazon Prime, it's free for streaming. I just recalled it's one of my favorite films of all time. It's literally, if you Google search the term abortion comedy, that's the top hit is Obvious Child. It's possibly one of the funniest films I've probably seen in 5-10 years easily. And yes, it has been billed, if you read reviews of the film, as an abortion comedy, but that's just because an abortion happens in the film. It's not really that much of a giveaway. I believe it was in the trailers and everything else. But the film stars Jenny Slate, who is a stand-up comedian, voice actress, actor, I guess. Now, you might actually recognize her voice from Bob's Burgers, Zootopia. I'm trying to think of anything else. Tons of things. She was in Girls. She was on The Kroll Show, Parks and Recreation, House of Lies. Basically, if there's a kind of millennial type show out right now, she's probably been on it. She's probably one of the most ridiculously funny, naturally funny people that works in Hollywood today, or New York. I'm assuming she probably works in New York. I think she lives in New York. And the film, though, is about a young woman. She's a stand-up comic that, you know, uses her life in her own act. And her boyfriend, right in the first couple minutes of the film, breaks up with her. She is blindsided by this. And you know, ends up hitting the bar scene and ends up getting knocked up by one of the first people that she meets. And yeah, it's probably one of the most, like, kind of, if you live in New York anytime, it's a real life comedy. Not that that happens, like, I it probably actually does happen all the time. I wouldn't know. I don't do that sort of thing. But I'm not lucky enough. It's one of those films. There's no spoilers in the film, but I hate reviews that give away comedic plot points along the film. I will just list off some of the actors in it. Kind of, if you know, it's Richard Kind, from, I'm going to have to click on the link. I apologize because I'm blanking on his Sin City, or Spin City, Inside Out, Serious Man, Bug's Life, Gotham. Oh, yeah, he's been in Gotham. He played the mayor for a while. So, you know, we have a tie-in with comic book. American Dad, you know, I mean, he's one of those actors that, if you know, he plays Jenny Slate's father, who's also a writer of comedies. It's one of those films that has a whole bunch of people that you're like, I recognize that person from another film. Just like Gabby Hoffman, who is just been crazy fantastic in kind of everything that she's done in the past couple years. Again, in Girls, in Transparent, High Maintenance. Weirdly, you'll recognize her from probably Wild. Reese Witherspoon's fantastic drama, I guess, where she also takes the main character to a pregnancy, go through a pregnancy test and go to an abortion clinic. It's kind of one of those weird things, but she's fantastic. The weird thing is, you'll remember her. She'll be one of those actresses. You're like, I vaguely recognize her. And you go, oh my God, she's the kid from Field of Dreams and Uncle Buck. She's one of the kind of very few child actresses from that time period that I know she's been working throughout that time period, but kind of disappeared for a little while on the main scene and then suddenly became, holy crap, she's a crazy, fantastic, awesome actress. Hopefully she'll get her kind of her own due at some point, her own show or movie or whatever. But so far she's been playing fantastic co-stars to, you know, to Jenny and to Reese Witherspoon. Like I said, I'm going to keep this short. The film is Obvious Child, by starring Jenny Slate. It's by Gillian Robespierre. I apologize if I'm saying the name wrong. She hasn't done a lot of other big films. She's currently in a production with Landline. This looks like it's actually her first major production, at least. And wow, did she just hit it out of the park on this one. This is probably, like I think I said earlier already, probably one of my top 20 films. Came out back in 2014. I had a friend of mine who works in reproductive rights, just crazy recommended to me. And I got to see it in New York in one of the opening weeks that it was out. And holy crap, everyone I've shown this film to or recommended to has just completely loved it. If you're under 35, I'm 35. If you're under 35, you really genuinely should love this film. It's especially if you lived in New York City, but even I have a note that says, like, it's Woody Allen without the pretentiousness. And if he was a woman, and that's kind of an insult to it, I hate to say, because it's so much better than Woody Allen's films, at least of the last like 20 so years. Because, you know, I feel like if someone gave me the concept of the next Woody Allen film, I'd be like, I could draw a rough sketch of that film. But this film, I went into the film not knowing anything other than the non-official tagline, abortion comedy. And I'm like, I'm into this film. It's going to kind of mainstream the discussion of abortion, which is something I've worked on in my life with groups like Lady Parts Justice and just journalism that I've done. And it's fantastic. I think that if somehow there was a college class that could show this film, I think it would do a lot to kind of taking away the stigma of not abortion, not even just abortion, but the entire discussion of reproductive rights, because it has some really fantastic kind of adult discussions about reproductive rights and the way that the things aren't just not even discussed on television. I can't think of the last TV show that discussed or had an abortion. I know Scandal has, but don't tell me because I'm not up to that point yet, please. Shh. Spoilers for that. Fucking NPR spoiled that for me in a line. I'm always like a season or two behind on Scandal, which if you're not watching Scandal, I don't know what the fuck you're doing with your life. Seriously. Like it's one of the best shows on television, at least on Netflix, because that's how far I am on it, is watching what's on Netflix. But Obvious Child, just again, if you're not a Trump supporter, I hate to define everything within that world, but if you're not a Trump supporter, and you're under the age of, I'll even expand it out to 40, you should goddamn well love this film, because it is fun. It has great music. I was just commenting to a friend of mine as I started watching it, just to kind of give my brain a bump to remember some of it. And unfortunately, I watched the first 20 minutes or so of the film, and I was like, wait, I was supposed to do a podcast, because it's just so goddamn good. It's unlike most indie comedies that have, like, you know, we're going to take a really artsy, you know, slow roll into it. This film just starts with humor. It starts with her doing a stand-up act, and then rolls right into the film, and it just gets rolling and really quick. And kind of only three quarters way through the film does it really even slow down at all. So it's a great to me, it's actually a fantastic date film, or a Netflix and chill, maybe not a Netflix and chill film, just because of the subject matter, but maybe a Netflix and I don't know where we are in this relationship film, because it'll, if you're a person who, you know, believes in pro-choice and believes in reproductive rights, and at least is even the world of feminism, and your date, whether it be a he or a she, doesn't like this film, to me, this would be one of those signs where you're like, I don't know if we should be together. And I think that's really one of the best ways to kind of define this film, is it's really kind of it's one of my defining line. If you don't at least appreciate the humor behind this film, then I'm not quite sure we can be friends. And it's one of those few films that, without being like Bullworth, where it's political, it's necessarily political, this is kind of just how we live our daily lives. And that's, it's a romantic comedy. It's actually really surprisingly romantic. Like, I found some of the scenes by far better than anything that Tom Hanks has ever done, or, you know, or any of the Tom Hanks, Meg Ryan crapolas, or any of those, that kind of genre. I really believe that if abortion wasn't such a stigma in discussion today, whether it be in film, TV, radio, whatever, that this would literally just be a really funny breakup comedy, because at the start of the film, she breaks up, her boyfriend breaks up with her, and kind of dealing with those issues. If this film was more of what New York or kind of the lefty world kind of recognizes, then this would literally just be billed as a fantastically funny breakup comedy, or whatever, or a millennial comedy or something. I mean, you know, everyone in the film is about my age. Looks like Jenny was born in 82, and Gabby was born in 82 too. So, but they kind of all play that age where, well, we should be getting serious about our relationships and stuff like that. And then this happens. So without going too long, I don't think I actually described any part of the film other than abortion comedy. But it is, like I said, I can't express more than enough how fantastic this film is, how I can't think of a performance that's not done shockingly well in this film. And that includes her interest, I'll just say, that comes later on, who plays the kind of the straight guy to her, you know, comic, to Jenny Slate's or Donna Stearns in the film, comic stylings, that seems like the wrong term. Yeah, so if you got Amazon Prime, I highly, highly recommend it. But if you got $6, it's $6 on DVD on Amazon right now, digital and DVD combo. And so I don't know what the fuck you're doing with. If you got $10, I'm assuming, because it's probably $3 shipping if you don't have Amazon Prime, go get the fucking DVD. What the fuck are you doing with your life? Like $10? Seriously, that's not, it doesn't even buy a drink in New York. So yeah, go buy this DVD. Seriously, shut the fuck up. Have a good one. Bye. Until next week or tomorrow or whatever. Zach Roberts for Emerald City Video Podcast.